Hey, dear listener, do you enjoy listening to us ramble incoherently about Canadian politics and history? Boy, do we have a special fucking treat for you. We've got our first ever official live show at a bar.
It's at Two Crows Brewing on Brunswick Street in Halifax on Sunday, May the 26th at 8 p.m. And if you go to CanadianPoliticsIsBoring.com, if you look at the banner at the top, it will take you to the tickets so that you can book a ticket and come and spend some quality time. It is going to be a very intimate affair. There are like only about 50 tickets available.
It's going to be a lot of fun. We're going to drink a lot. We're going to quiz. Reese is going to quiz me at the end, but he's also going to quiz the audience and see if they know more than I do. And any alcohol you buy, Reese and I, we promise to drink it, no matter how much it is. If you want to hold our hair while we barf in the plants outside of the bar, we'll do that for you.
So go to CanadianPoliticsIsBoring.com, click the banner at the top, and on Sunday, May the 26th at Two Crows Brewing on Brunswick Street, we will see you there.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
It's that time of the year. The potatoes are stolen, and the grandmother's on the roof. Huzzah! Huzzah! The time has come again. Huzzah! Huzzah! Don't forget to bring a new friend.
Day 25 of WFHX.
You sound all discombobulated there, Reese.
There are no more days. We're all done. I'm going to close my laptop.
Wow.
And
he's just stretching. He's taking his shirt off.
Sit back in the comfy chair.
Taking his shoes off. There you go. Rubbing some baby oil on his face.
Take a load off.
There you go.
You're going to have a sip of sparkling water that's lime flavored. Some
ASMR. That was really fucking gross. You were bad at ASMR. I don't
like it. Anyway, this is it. There's no more stories to tell. We've literally told all of the stories that exist.
That's it. We're done.
Yeah.
So the show is over forever now.
This is it. Last day. 25 daily episodes is...
It's a lot.
It's a lot, but we did it. We got here. We're in the comfy studio for this occasion.
Right? It's so nice and cozy in here and warm and low lighting. And we made it through. We survived.
What were the highlights for you, Jesse?
What was last night? Did we have anything to do last night? I forget.
It was the night of preparation. We had to slow time down.
Oh, no, it wasn't that the night of preparation. The night of preparation was
it was the night of rest.
So right. We had to slow time down.
50%
and sleep 24 hours in a 12-hour period.
Yeah, that was good. Yep. I feel rested.
I feel very rested.
Yet exhausted.
At the same time.
Yeah.
Yep.
So highlights for me this WFHX were definitely the... we were all worried about the comet that was heading for Earth. And Stephen Beanpole just turned up and he was like, what are you worried about? It's fine. I got this.
And we were like, what
Stephen Meenpool, who leases the sky.
He leases the sky.
Yeah.
He
was like, one of the fuck out like, gods. Yeah.
No, he's like, no comet's gonna shit all over my sky, you prick. And
is there a comet that we're worried about right now?
There was.
Was there?
At some point, you've probably forgotten, it was at least 3 or 4 days ago. And Stephen Meenpool just said, I'm not worried. And everyone was like, yeah, but this is the end of civilization as we know it. The planet's gonna implode. And Stephen Meenpool was just like, just shrugged. He walked off. He didn't even say anything. And the fiery ball in the sky was getting bigger and bigger, like that Netflix show Don't Look Up. And the next day, it wasn't there.
Just like that.
It was gone. And they were like, what do you do, Stephen Meenpool? And he was like, I'm not going to tell you. And it was very anticlimactic. When you think everything...
Kind of like this episode.
Yeah, when you... when you think that everything you know is going to end, and one of the gods acts in such a mysterious way, but in such an offhandish way,
I feel
as if we were worried about how he was going to manage to trim his hedge without a ladder, but he just downplayed it.
I feel like this last episode needs a little bit more Wafakak atmosphere. Can we add a fireplace here?
Hang on. Yep, there you go.
Thank you very much. Can we add a little bit of Wafakak holiday music? Just a little soft jazz.
Here we go.
That's the Wafakak spirit right there.
Soft jazz fireplace. Maybe the sound of a dinner party.
Ooh, yes, that's good.
Laughter and the clinking of glasses.
Oh, I like that. There we go.
And now the elephants.
What? Hold on. What?
The elephants.
Oh, that's too much.
Distant elephants.
No.
Trumpeting their love for the season.
Right. Well,
maybe. Oh, there's a dinosaur. Oh no, the dinosaurs are the dinner party guests. Let's just stick with the fire and the jazz. That was unfortunate. I'm glad you didn't have to see that, dear listeners. So
that took an unexpected turn.
There we go. There we go.
Last night,
they're eating the elephants.
Okay, just get rid of the dinosaur, man.
Okay, the dinosaur's gone. Welcome to my world. I control everything.
Yeah, I know. It's terrifying in your head.
Did you have a jokes and ravenous dinosaurs aside? Did you have any important messages to share with the world?
I did. Yeah,
the Queen used to do a speech. We'll have a King's speech this year.
Oh, I know what you can do. You were reading some Wafakak passages.
The Weibel.
From the Weibel.
Yeah, the Wafakak Bible.
Do you have any more passages to read for our listeners?
Let me just,
the Weibel, the Wafakak Bible.
Hang on, I've got a family copy that's been with us for 6 generations.
It's very old looking.
It came over to North America on a ship last week, thanks to Amazon. okay, I'm going to read this. This passage is all about how you should treat people on Wafakak's Day.
Okay.
Which is today.
This is today. Wafakak's Day. Yeah.
Wafakak's Day. So, and this is from the perspective. This is written by Saint Malcolm.
Saint Malcolm.
Yeah.
Right.
He is the saint of reusable cups.
God bless him.
Yeah, he's good for the planet. So this is Malcolm 2210/A - lambda.
- what?
Lambda.
Lambda?
It's just like, I think, isn't it a Greek letter?
I don't know.
It is now.
Okay.
So the poor man in the street who had no home or clothes or shoes or possessions or magazine subscriptions did say to Malcolm, what should I do on this day? Look at them in that house, in the hovel. They are feasting on goose and guinea fowl, yet I have none. And Malcolm said, what do you crave, my friend? And the man on the street said, anything. I will eat anything. And I will subscribe to any magazine that was within my budget. It could be Good Housekeeping. Or something niche, like Armchair General. And yea, Malcolm did say, it is Wafakak's Day. You should need for nothing. Just imagine that there is food and a subscription to a magazine that interests you, like they did in the movie Hook. Those children had no food, but they used the power of their minds to have weird, brightly colored food that probably was toxic for the cast to eat. And so they did. And the man did imagine that a pile of dust that had been left over by the Stephen Harper moon bath was actually soup. And he dined on it, and he dined on it, and he enjoyed his imaginary soup that was also lumescent green, like the food from Hook.
It's a very long passage.
Poisoned the children, actors. And then he did dance. And him and St. Malcolm danced to the streets of Toy Town. Yay, yay, Wafakak Day.
Yay, yay, Wafakak
Day. The end.
Was that the last passage of the Bible? The Bible.
No, that's somewhere in the middle.
That was just, okay, which is the end for that passage.
Just for that passage.
Okay.
We all know that the ending is a plot twist. So.
Of course. Yeah.
Yeah.
How can I forget that?
Yeah. Turns out Stephen Beanpole murdered everyone the whole time.
Okay.
How would you expect to lease the sky without killing people?
Well,
if you're going to lease the sky, you've got to break a few eggs.
Don't you need people to pay you for the sky if you're leasing it?
Yeah, you pay for the sky with blood. Everybody, if you even read your Bible.
I mean, no. I'm ashamed.
You don't live your life strictly to the Bible. Anyway. So I hope that on Wafakak's Day you're with loved ones. If you're not with loved ones, then you're with us, which is
that's nice. That's sweet to say.
Yeah, don't be alone. So and do you have any messages for people if you could say one thing to fill people with cheer and change the world, what would you say?
I mean, you're really putting me on the spot here. Let me say.
Jess famously has nothing to say or contribute to the world. There we go.
If you and your loved ones have access to a hot tub on this Wafakak season, go sit in it. It'll clear your head. It will clean your body of mites. And it will relax your soul. And all your stresses will disappear after you leave the hot tub.
You get to spend some quality time with your own set. Own sweat and
and filth,
pieces of skin.
Yeah, it's a great way.
And the skin and sweat of others.
So, like, if you're stressed out this holiday, this Wafakak season, find a hot tub, and it's not about figuring out your problems. It's not about finding ways to resolve issues in your life. It's about relaxing your brain to the point of forgetting you have any issues at all, and doing that with a giant tub of filthy hot water.
Yeah, and alcohol.
Yes.
There you go.
Great combination. Yeah, you know how they all tell you don't drink alcohol and get in a hot tub? They're lying to you.
We just wanted to say thank you. It's been another crazy roller coaster year for us doing the show.
It has. It's been great.
And we've joined a new network, and we've been doing lots of crazy stuff. We've had a ton of new listeners. And patrons.
Yeah, hello new listeners and new patrons.
And
thank you so much for all the support and all the love. Yeah, it's been amazing.
More listeners in the US, which is really cool.
Yeah.
Unexpected. And also more listeners all across Canada. Bizarrely, we've had big listener spikes in Vancouver and also in Montreal,
Quebec,
in Quebec as well, in Montreal, which we didn't traditionally have an audience. Still not much of an audience on the East Coast where we live, but
that's weird.
And weirdly, Alberta has really been growing as an audience. And for some reason, we have a really high concentration of listeners in Spruce Grove, which is,
where's that?
It's a small city just kind of east of Edmonton, I think.
That's cool. Hello, so Spruce Grove.
Here in Spruce Grove, I don't know why there's at one point. In the last few months, we had an equal amount of listeners in Spruce Grove as we did in Toronto.
Wow.
Which is nuts.
That's amazing.
So I don't know how many people there are in Spruce Grove, but there was a lot of people listening.
You know, we've got a lot of listeners in Mexico as well.
Well, they were just in one resort, though.
I wasn't. Oh,
it was literally one resort.
Are you serious?
One resort city.
Oh, you're not kidding.
That's... No, I'm not. I'm not. I think there must have been like just Canadians on vacation there.
Just binging the fuck out of the show.
So anyway, we're just
tells grateful. You how entertaining the resort is.
We're just really grateful for all our listeners all over the place.
Incredibly
still
grateful.
Still like 90% Canadian.
We were talking about it just the other night about how crazy it is that our listeners send us free homemade stuff all the time. We don't even like we're not we don't understand, but we'll take it.
I know.
We're very grateful.
Like, it's
handmade, like homemade food. We get handmade sweaters and hoodies and like
it's amazing.
But Reese is wearing his fucking
Uma slippers
right now. Uma slippers.
Yeah. My feet are warm and cozy and knit in a slipper that has been knitted with love by
Reese asked me, he's like, can I do something? Can I talk about something serious? And I thought he was going to talk about like, I don't know, a fucking landslide that killed 27,000 people or something like that. But he just wanted to thank.
That'd be pretty bad.
Thank our audience. I'm like, yeah, of course you can.
No, man. I think I'm going to have a candy cane. Okay. So I think that for Wafak Act, they call them they have candy Spains. So it's candy shaped like the country Spain.
Right. Yeah. That's why it's all deformed looking.
Yep. Okay.
Yeah. That's great.
Spain's lost all our audience in Spain. I just wanted to say thank you.
We've had people on Twitter and Instagram who have like been following along with Wafakak and have been boiling their hams and have
some. That's a really classic one star reviews from angry people.
Have we?
Who hate us?
I haven't seen them. Thankfully, I don't look at them. No.
Yeah. Mainly just. I think it's the people we make fun of. I think they, people who believe
far right conservatives.
No, conspiracy people.
Oh, conspiracy theorists.
People,
right.
Yeah. They didn't like our bug episode, making fun of the fact of that. That's a big deal now.
That's
in conspiracy circles. The New World Order want everyone to eat bugs instead of meat.
I mean, try them, man. They're fucking delicious.
I bloody love it.
They're
cricket.
Really good, right?
Yeah.
Do you have any here?
I do in the kitchen, actually. Globalist Farms.
Globalist Farms Incorporated.
International. A lifetime supply of bugs to eat. It's all good.
It's we're approaching. It's about 2.5 years now we've been doing this show. I think what is it, March? So almost 3 years.
Feels longer.
Almost 3 years, and I'm just very grateful that we've got this bizarre, insane show.
I know. If you keep listening and you keep sending us weird messages and speak pipes, we'll keep doing it.
Oh yeah, send us a speak pipe. That's something we haven't asked for.
If you enjoyed the intensity of this Wafak Act, please send us a speak pipe message.
Yeah,
How are you going to recover?
Yeah, what did you do for Wafak Act? What was your favorite part of Wafak Act? You know, was it the inhaling the boiled hams? That's my favorite.
Was it polishing the scrims?
My favorite episode for Wafak Act has got to be yesterday's, easily, simply because of
Ludwig's jars. If you're not behind the paywall, you have no idea what we're talking about.
I was fucking crying hard. I was
Jesse
laughing.
Really passed out because he couldn't breathe.
It was so fucking funny. Oh my fucking God. And that's not like a ploy to get you to sign up for a picture. It's the funniest fucking thing. But we're not going to tell you what it is.
Yeah, you have to sign up to the Patreon for it. I'm very sorry. But
so yeah. I guess we're taking a break as we always do before
we'll have a little rest.
A little rest after Wafakak and sometime in the new year, probably January something.
January the something.
January the something. We'll come back. But traditionally we take a little break after Wafakak.
We do.
Because Reese edits all these episodes. He wants a little break, understandably.
And I got a lot of family coming over for Christmas from Wales, which is nice.
Is it nice?
We'll see. I'll let you know in January the things.
January the something. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. What do you want people to think about this? Well, fuck heck.
Alcohol. And how alcohol. Important it is in their lives.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I want them to think about what I want them to think about.
Wagner's jars.
What?
Wagner's jars.
Ludwig's
jars. Ludwig's. Wagner's and then Wagner's and then
Ludwig's. Watch reruns of Ludwig's jars. Ran from 1989 to 1995. Brilliant sitcom. ABC. Lots of celebrity guests. I like the episode where Tom Jones comes on, sings for Ludwig.
He's doing his business, yeah.
Then they fill two jars together. If you're not a patron, you won't appreciate the full benefit of this joke. You're probably feeling quite alienated quite now, so I'm very sorry. Actually, do you know what? I have got a serious message.
Oh, okay.
A serious message. If this Christmas, mm-hmm. if you've never thought about fostering an adoption, think about it.
Oh, that's nice.
It might not be right for you. As someone who's had a personal experience in the last 6 months with the care system in Canada, there are probably hundreds, if not thousands, of kids looking for homes of all ages. And most people don't even realize that they're in their neighborhoods and their cities around them.
Wow.
Group homes and foster homes. So think about it. I mean, it's not right for everyone and not everyone can do it, but think about it.
And you've had a very pleasant, a very positive experience.
I have. I'm not going to go into too much detail about it.
That's fine. Yeah.
But at the same time, it's worth doing. So people should think about, if you've never thought about kids in care, you should.
That's a very sweet message. Oh, I like that.
I think we earned that after 25 days of insanity. one moment, one lucid moment to say something important. It's over and I was gone.
I'll say what Bob Barker used to say in Spay and Neuter Your Pets. I think that's what he used to say at the end Bob Barker, the end of Price is Right. Make sure to spay and neuter your dogs or your pets, your cats and dogs. I think it wasn't.
Is that what he used to spay and neuter?
Yeah, yeah.
Why?
To so that they don't reproduce, I guess. I don't know. Because he's cruel and he hates
Did
he
you
hates
just
animals.
Want to end all cats and dogs?
Yeah, it was a message of pure cruelty.
Please, just no more cats and dogs. Help me end cats and dogs. I like that, man. Right, so we'll see you soon.
Oh, that was great. What a wonderful WFAQ. That was a really nice WFAQ. It was fun. It was challenging.
It was plump.
Daunting. It was plump.
A lovely plump.
Plump WFAQ.
Plump. Yeah. It was fuzzy. It was comfortable. But so for the last time in a year, I'm going to say wonderful WFAQ, Jesse.
Wonderful WFAQ, Reese.
May your objects be weaponized.
May your scrims be polished.
May your Stevens be bean-pulled.
May your gremlins be wet.
May your parsnips be luxurious.
May your dust baths be furious.
May your harpers be Stevens.
May your may your beaver meat be broiled.
May your parasites be semicoloned.
And may all your hams be gas.
Good night, everyone.
Good night, everyone.
Or morning or afternoon.
Or whatever you're listening to this. We don't know.
Bye.
Bye.
It's that time of the year. The potatoes are stolen, and the grandmother's on the roof. Huzzah! Huzzah! The time has come again. Huzzah! Huzzah! Don't forget to bring a new friend.
Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Hey, dear listener, do you enjoy listening to us ramble incoherently about Canadian politics and history? Boy, do we have a special fucking treat for you. We've got our first ever official live show at a bar.
It's at Two Crows Brewing on Brunswick Street in Halifax on Sunday, May the 26th at 8 p.m. And if you go to CanadianPoliticsIsBoring.com, if you look at the banner at the top, it will take you to the tickets so that you can book a ticket and come and spend some quality time. It is going to be a very intimate affair. There are like only about 50 tickets available.
It's going to be a lot of fun. We're going to drink a lot. We're going to quiz. Reese is going to quiz me at the end, but he's also going to quiz the audience and see if they know more than I do. And any alcohol you buy, Reese and I, we promise to drink it, no matter how much it is. If you want to hold our hair while we barf in the plants outside of the bar, we'll do that for you.
So go to CanadianPoliticsIsBoring.com, click the banner at the top, and on Sunday, May the 26th at Two Crows Brewing on Brunswick Street, we will see you there.